Votala viela machala miyarra hason shana magile bokotaya koso. And they magnified him in the spirit. Oh, magnify him today. Open your hearts to receive. We bless you, Master. We exalt your holy name. We come to you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, asking for your forgiveness, for your mercies, your grace, your counsel, correction, and direction. Repenting for every word, thought, and deed that we've done that's offended you. Coming in agreement with the voice of the stranger. Works of the flesh. Touching the unclean in thoughts, words. Lord, have mercy upon us. And anything that's an idol in our heart, Lord, expose it and remove it. As we call forth our heart back from the north, south, east, and west, that we may surrender it to you in exchange for the heart, mind, will, and the desires of Christ. Come, Holy Spirit, take us to another level. Bring us to the throne room of our Father. Fill us. Let the anointing and the power of your glory break every yoke of bondage, establishing your kingdom in us and through us, that we may be one with you, no longer looking back, but looking forward, no longer living the life for ourselves, but living the life of Christ. We love you, Master, and we call on the name above all names, Jesus, who answers and show us great and mighty things. We promise to give you the glory today, Master. Establish your character in us and through us. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, hallelujah! How many of y'all know God's on the move? Yeah, he's on a move, all right, let me tell you. But he's looking for his kids to be on a move with him. Being on the move with God is so important. And in this, there's an area where he's beginning to increase things. And by increasing things, the Bible tells us even the knowledge would increase. You know what? Your fight's increasing. And if you're not in a battle, there's something wrong. Obviously, you ain't a threat to the devil. But everything is increasing right now. And in this increase, God is preparing us. That's why he's been pouring out his spirit. You know, when God begins to pour out his spirit, it's not just for goosebumps. It's so that you and I can not only be empowered for what's coming, but overcome what's here. And by overcoming, we bring glory to him. And the purpose is that we walk in authority, dominion, and victory in every area of our life. In other words, failure is not an option. Defeat is not an option. It's not an option. And God's going to bring us to this place, and that's what his purpose is right now, is to increase something. And what he wants to do is increase our faith. Now, we've got many teachings on faith. And there's a couple teachings I want to share with you. And these CD packages, one of them is a third dimensional faith. And the other one is third dimensional warriors. Because God is bringing us to an arena of third dimension. And in this third dimension, it's associated with the seven attributes of the regeneration process of life and the new life that God has brought us in. And it's the Holy Spirit who regenerates us. In other words, you can get caught up in religiosity or you can get caught up in relationship. Would you grab your Bibles this morning and turn to the book of Luke? Luke chapter 17, I believe. How many of y'all want to increase your faith? You're going to need it. Luke 17, verse 1, would you all read it with me? And he, Jesus, said to the disciples, "It is impossible that no offenses should come, but woe to him through whom they do come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him." What does it say, rebuke him? Hello. Don't go up to him and tell him, "Oh, it's going to be all right." Because it ain't going to be all right. Jesus was not a wimp. I don't like how people portray my Lord. My daddy was not a wimp. He was a soldier. He is the commander. No commander's a wimp. He didn't take no garbage from no devil or no idiot. He was a soldier. He was a commander. He came to die for me and you and make way that you and I could have the Spirit of Christ and be just like him. Yeah. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in a day, returns to you, saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. And the apostle said to the Lord, increase our what? Our faith. Increase our what? Faith. They're like, man, you know what, Lord? There's a standard that you require of me of this faith. I don't know if I can do all this. Can you please increase my faith? So the Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it will obey you. And which of you, having a servant plowing or tending sheep, will say to him when he has come in from the field, come at once and sit down and eat? But will he not rather say to him, prepare something for my supper and gird yourself and serve me till I have eaten and drunk, and afterward you will eat and drink? Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I think not. So likewise, you, when you have done all those things which you were commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do. Now, I want to explain something to you, because the disciples wanted to increase faith to meet a standard of Jesus' demand. But it was the quality which was supposed to be increased in the faith, not just faith itself. See, increased faith is quality, the quality of faith. Let me give you an example. Most vehicles have four wheels, amen? So you can go get a vehicle, and the purpose of that vehicle is to bring you to somewhere. So you can drive this vehicle, but some vehicles have four-wheel drive. That vehicle is the one that can drive through storms, can't it? Because it's quality. There's a special purpose. It's made with a higher quality. So I want you to look at a vehicle as faith that's moving. Because faith without works is dead, right? But there's an area where there's a quality of faith that does not get moved. It is immovable. And it's an area where God wants to bring us. So in this four-wheel drive, you can drive through those storms. You're not moved. You're not deceived. You're standing strong in the faith. We just turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4. And this is the faith God wants to bring us to. 1 Timothy chapter 4. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, would you read the first three verses? Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will what? Depart from the faith, giving heed to what? Deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. It's amazing how many people don't believe in devils. And when you start talking about them, they shrink. Ain't no faith. No faith. See, the opposite of faith is called fear. And he said that many are going to fall from the faith, taking heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Now, I didn't say that they wouldn't believe. I said that they would fall from the faith. And there's a difference between belief and falling from the faith and faith. He said they'll be speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who what? Believe and know the truth. So you're going to see many are going to fall from the faith, even those who believe and know the truth. I think some of you were there when I shared with you about a vision the Lord gave me. And the vision was about Jesus was there and he said, I am the Alpha and Omega. And I saw the Lord's hands. And in his hands, he said, I am the Alpha. In other words, I am the beginning. And his hand held out the beginning of time. And his other hand out held the end of time. And I began to see the beginning and the end of the universe. And he said, I am the Alpha and Omega. And in the middle of this time, I saw like the earth moving. But in representation, I knew that the earth represented my creation. And it was moving towards the end, isn't it? Because everything's moving towards the end. And then I saw his hand that was holding the end make it go closer. So the end of time was moving closer to the creation. Is everybody with me? And he said to me, I'm shortening time. And of course, you know, everything that he says is always backed up with scripture. And he said to me that I'm shortening time because my people are getting caught up in the delusion. And I thought, wow, Lord. And he said, even the scripture says that the days would be shortened for even the elect would, if it's possible, will be deceived. Now, there is a great revival going on. But even in the revival, many are coming to the kingdom, but many of those who've walked with God, supposedly, or are believers, are falling from the faith. Now, faith has got to do with doing God's will. Now, we know that we've called faith in an area where it is the unseen obedience to trust God for everything. Because this faith is an inner faith. It's not a faith in you. It's a faith that is measured by your trust with God. So we see here that many will fall from the faith. It's what is faith? Unseen obedience to trust God in everything. Those who believe and know the truth fall from his will, but still believe. Now you got to remember something. The Bible says that demons believe and tremble, but they don't have any faith. They believe though, don't they? So even the demons believe, but don't have faith. This quality of faith that I'm talking about, where God is bringing us in his body, is called true faith. It is true faith. The notion that we just need to believe God, that he just exists, is not faith. Just because somebody believed that God exists is not faith. Is everybody with me? Because remember, the demons believe, don't they? And they're still going to hell, aren't they? They have no faith. So the notion that we can just, we just need to believe that he exists is faith, is a tragic delusion. It is a what? It is a tragic delusion that you can believe that God just exists and not follow him. It is a delusion that the enemy puts on us. Is everybody with me? Because God is bringing us to a true faith. Come on, many of you hung out when somebody said, yeah, I believe. But they're still out there serving the devil. They're not doing the right things. Because the word believe means to follow. But that belief will always bring you into a faith. This quality of faith is called true faith. It is not an intellectual assumption. It is an inward reality that imparts and directs our lives, where we are inseparable from our devotion to our Creator. We are what? Inseparable from our devotion to our Creator. This true faith can only be taken by death. You want me to repeat that? This quality of faith is called true faith. It is not intellectual assumption. It is an inward reality that imparts and directs our lives, where we are inseparable from our devotion to our Creator. Nothing will separate you. This true faith can only be taken by death. In Revelation chapter 12, Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. Well, let's read it, verse 9. Revelation 12 and verse 9, let's read it. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil, and Satan, who deceives the whole world. Is he still here? Yeah, man, he's the ruler of this world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they what? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. That is true faith. The only way that this faith can ever be separated from you is the day you die. Glory. Hosea 4. Hosea 4, 6. I'm glad y'all brought your Bibles. Hallelujah. No, don't go nowhere without your sword. Hosea 4, 6, would you read it with me? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you for being a priest for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. That's how a curse comes on your family line. They fell from the faith. The more they increase, he said, the more they sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people. They set their heart on their iniquity. And it shall be like people, like priests. So I will punish them for their ways. I will reward them for their deeds. For they shall eat, but not have enough. They shall commit harlotry, but not increase. Because they have what? Ceased from obeying the Lord. In other words, they fell from faith. Again, I want to share with you. Just believing God, believing that there is a God, is not sufficient. Even the demons believe and are going to hell. Just believing that there is a God is not faith. And we know that the Bible says it's faith that pleases God. And that he is a rewarder to those who what? Diligently seek him. So your belief, in other words, you believed at first, right? That's foundational. But faith should be a part of your foundation also. Faith. And there's a place where God is increasing our faith so that it becomes true faith, so that you are not going to be moved or swayed or deceived or be caught up in the delusion that's in the world right now. And this delusion is increasing more and more and more. And many believers are falling from the faith. We must be established in true faith. Acts 16. Acts 16. Start at verse 1, please. Acts 16 and verse 1. Then he came to Derbe in Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a certain Jewish woman who believed, but his father was Greek. He was well spoken by the brethren who were in Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted to have him go on with him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in the region, for they all knew that his father was Greek. And as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees. The what? Decrees. Yeah. Which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem. Now, when people come here, we give them decrees. They're called deliverance prayers. They're deliverance prayers. Why? To break curses off. And to sever emotional attachments and soul ties. You get decrees. They're on that table over there. And now look what these decrees did in verse 5. So the churches were what? Strengthened in the faith and increasing the number daily. Why? Because of what they were decreeing. They were getting information. The Bible says that faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing the word of God. But how many people do you know that read the word and still do stupid stuff? I mean, there are a bunch of Bible thumpers out there, but they don't obey. They don't have the faith. It's because they're not listening. They read the word literally as just an area of another book. They don't acknowledge it truly as the voice of God because they don't know the author, who is the Holy Spirit. See, that's one of the foundational areas. Remember, there are seven attributes to the regeneration life. And then there's seven attributes of this process of regeneration. The first two is discipline and obedience. That is your foundation. The second, that's the first dimension. The second dimension is authority, dominion, and victory. The third dimension is freedom and favor. And God wants us to walk in this arena of third dimension. Because we've got to have this true faith. It's amazing in how many believers or people called by the faith are falling from the faith. And it's because they are sucked in to the delusion that is here on the earth and increasing continuously. It still blows my mind in how many believers voted for a man that murders children. It's absurd to me that they claim that they know Jesus, but they put a man in office that murders children. It blows my mind. I just don't get it. And it's because they don't know the Lord. They say they know it. See, because this belief is associated with an outward. But faith is inward. Oh, glory. So how many of y'all want to strengthen your faith? Amen. And it says they were strengthened their faith when the decrees were given out to them. Confession brings what? Possession. Now listen. Belief is only a superficial outward expression to appease the conscience. Oh, I believe. Oh, really? Then what are you doing with that beer in your hand? Oh, I believe. Then why are you living with that person unmarried? Oh, I believe. Then why do you keep hoarding your money and not tithing? Hello? See, there's a difference. I'm going to say this one more time. Belief is only a superficial outward expression to appease the conscience. But true faith is living power. It's living what? Power. Mark 16. In Mark 16, 16. Is everybody there? Let's read it together. And he who what? And what's the word believe mean? Follows. And he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be what? Condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. Why? Because the word believe means to what? Follow. And it says there's going to be signs that follow. And I love this. It says, what's the first sign? It says, in my name they will what? Cast out demons. Hallelujah. And if you don't believe that there's demons, it's because they're in you. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues.
Well, I don't believe in that tongue stuff.
Well, you're deceived. And you don't have faith. Because if you're truly in the faith, you'll be speaking in the Spirit. Hello? It's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit. Has everybody got it? And it takes faith to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, doesn't it? And they will cast out devils, and they will speak with new tongues, and they will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it'll by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will what? Recover. Now, these are people who believe. People who believe. They believed, they followed, and there was what? An example. So you can believe and follow an example, and things can happen, can't they? Now watch what happens. Go to Matthew 7. Now, for every believer, these should be signs that follow us. Or something ain't right. You ain't got the Holy Ghost then. You haven't been baptized in the Spirit. Why? It's received by faith. Well, I've never been taught that. Well, you're taught it today. Praise God. Go get the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Well, I just don't believe that. Of course not. It's the demons in you. You got to get those decrees and get the devils out. Matthew 7. So why does a believer backslide? No faith. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. In other words, they walk in belief, which is superficial. It's outward. They claim all of these things. Oh, they love to play in all kinds of areas. They love to give glory to God, but they do it for wrong motive. You know how many preachers are out there? How many bands are out there that are doing it for money? They're trying to portray that they are believers, but yet inwardly they have no faith. And God is exposing them. And you'll know them by their fruit. They can't last long. They always fall. In Matthew 7. Is everybody there? Verse 21. Yeah, let's start at verse 20. Therefore, by their fruits you'll what? You'll know them. Jesus said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. He who what? Does the will. Well, how are you going to do the will? By faith. In other words, you're going to get direction, aren't you? You're going to know. Faith comes by what? Hearing, not assumption. Why? Because you have an inner walk with God, and he's going to tell you what his will is day by day, bit by bit, piece by piece. You're not going to walk in assumption, just like Jesus said, I don't do anything unless I see my Father do it first. You awake for confirmation. And when you don't know what to do, you don't do nothing. You wait until you know what to do. In verse 22, and many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not, what? Prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name. Now, these were individuals that believed, because belief means to follow. There's an example, and in this, signs and wonders will follow them, won't they? But there's something else that was happening here. Because he said, many will come to me saying these things because of what they've done. He said, and I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. What? Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. But, see, because there was something else that they were doing. They didn't truly have that relationship with God in faith. They didn't have to have true faith. They had superficial belief where signs were following. Does everybody get this? He wanted them to have true faith. A faith that does not separate you from devotion to your Creator. A faith that the only thing that can separate you is your death. Because you need faith in this world. That is called true faith. True faith is not our faith. True faith is not our faith. It's not the faith in you. Anything that is self-centered will be an open door to the demonic forces. You are not relying on your faith. True faith is truly measured by our trust in God. That's why faith is the unseen obedience to trust God for everything. It is finding the mind of Christ. What is faith? Finding this true faith is finding the mind of Christ so that you know what he thinks. It is finding the mind of Christ. The Bible says, walk by faith and not by sight. This faith is not to go to the church. It's not about going to church. It's that we are the church. But of course, the Bible says, forsake not to assemble, right? Knowing that you are the church. This faith is not about worshiping the temple. It's about worshiping the God in the temple. Now listen. The Israelites followed in the wilderness. They had belief. They believed the cloud. They believed the fire. And they followed it, didn't they? Wherever it went. But what happened? They didn't have faith. They grumbled and complained and died out there. Because they did not have faith to enter or reach the promised land. Does everybody understand that? Even though God provided everything, they still grumbled and complained. They wanted to go back to the old way. See, without faith, you always go back to the old way. Belief does not protect you from going to the old way. Faith does. True faith. True faith. Is everybody okay? Go to 2 Corinthians 13. That's why we have this teaching, third dimensional faith and third dimensional warriors are two packages. I encourage you to get them as we go through the regeneration process. 2 Corinthians 13, in verse 4. For though he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Does everybody see that? You're to examine yourself. You're to check yourself out. Wait a minute, am I truly... Everything that I have, is it truly unto the Lord? Am I truly everything in everything that I have, everything that I am, all of my being, is it totally a devotional to God Almighty? What will separate me from him? Will money, will a bride, will lust, will greed? What will separate? Well, your way, your desires, your assumptions. If anything is there to separate you from God, it's called an idol. And it's idolatry. And there is no faith. Is everybody okay? Let's go a little further. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know that yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. But I trust that you will know that we are not disqualified. Now I pray to God that you do no evil. Not that we should appear approved, but that you should do what is honorable, though we may seem disqualified. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. Again, this is foundational truth. This is the area of the seven attributes of the regeneration life, which is regenerated in me and you by the Holy Spirit. And the first dimension, the first two attributes is discipline and obedience. If you can't master that, you can't go to the next. Discipline and obedience. It's amazing how many people try to jump to the third dimension and they fall because they have not established first dimensional foundation. Go to Daniel chapter 12. And start at verse 1. At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation. Even to that time, and at that time your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall wake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament. And those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Are we near the time of the end? Amen. Many shall run to and fro and knowledge shall increase. I want you to understand something. Revelation is increasing to the kingdom. What we're hearing now is revelation knowledge. It's going to increase. Why? Because God always keeps us up on the strategies of the devil and gives us strategies to overcome. That's why it's important for fellowship. That's why it's important to get fresh rhema. Now you got to understand also that the world is increasing knowledge, isn't it? Technology is increasing. In fact, it's overtaking many things, isn't it? But you and I must overcome the technical knowledge of the world and not be caught up in its delusion. And we do this by true faith. Everyone say true faith. Yes. Go to Psalm 133. Three areas of true faith. One of the first ones we know is the Word. You must have the Word, but you must have the Holy Spirit so He can interpret the Word for you. Like I said, many people read the Word of God and they don't change. They just get puffed up with knowledge. But truly reading the Word of God by the Holy Spirit will bring you humbleness, will bring you humility, not pride. And Psalm 133. Let's read it together. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in what? Unity. It is like the what? Precious oil upon the head. That is called the anointing. In unity. That's why it is so important in fellowship. We do a Friday night service. It blows my mind why somebody would not want to be at a Friday night anointing service. Man, I live for it. I've got to be there. I need that anointing. Because in that anointing, new clarity comes. You change. These are the areas that will increase your faith till it becomes true faith. You either want to stay a believer or someone of the faith. That power and the anointing services, it is the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. It's the anointing that we live for. It's the presence of God we live for. If you're not living for the presence of God, something ain't right with you. You're deceived. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down the edge of his garments. That's the anointing that goes all the way through. Yes. And there is anything greater than God's presence and that anointing that separates you so you can lose yourself. Lose yourself. Now, don't get me wrong. I know things happen, and people can't make every event and whatever. But I'm just sharing with you that your heart should be in an area where you want God's presence more than anything. More than anything. I've got to have the anointing. Without the anointing, I'm nothing. I'm nothing. I can do nothing. The Bible says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That's the anointing. Other than that, you and I are a bunch of wet noodles. Bunch of religious wimps. Quoting scriptures, but no power. Stinky religion. Believers, but no faith. That's a terrible place to be. Terrible. It's a delusion. And it's a delusion of the enemy. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the what? Blessings, life forevermore. You know, God is searching for true worshipers. The Bible says that we should worship in truth and in spirit. The Bible says that we should be together lifting our hands to heaven in an area of surrender. It's amazing how many people say that they're believers, but they sit there and don't even worship God because they have no faith. See, faith is a total changed heart. And in this heart, they have the heart of Christ. It's an inward walk where it's an unseen obedience unto God, to where you can trust Him for everything. Everything. You don't have to explain it. You know it. Is everybody okay? Go to Jude. True faith. Lord, increase my faith. In other words, the quality of faith, which becomes true faith. Jude. Jude 14. Everybody all right? You getting it? Praise God. If you get convicted, good. Turn. Change. Change your heart. Change. Go after Him like you never. What if God were to return right now? What have you done for Him? Are you always looking for what He can do for you? What about what have you done for Him? Have you surrendered your life? Or are you still in survival mode? Are you still a believer or one who walks by faith? True faith. Are you one to try to make things happen? Or do you see Him make it happen? 14. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men, also saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of His saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against Him. These are what? Grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lusts. They mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. In other words, they're trying to convince people that they're a believer. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the Spirit, or not in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in what? The Holy Spirit. That's called tongues. Everyone say tongues. Every believer should be speaking in tongues if they truly are followers. Everyone. How do you get it? You get baptized in the Holy Ghost. It's one of the first gifts that manifests, tongues. Why? Well, look at what it says. It says what? Verse 20, but you, beloved, what? Building yourself up on your what? Most holy faith. You want to increase faith? Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. That's praying in tongues. The Paul said, look, you either pray with your understanding or you're praying in the Spirit. Why? Because praying in the Spirit, you don't know what you're praying. See, but the belief has always got to do with intellect. It's superficial. That's why many people say they believe, but I don't need that gift. Why? You need faith. Hello? You need what? Faith. An area where you will not be separated from your Father. That you would rather die than offend Him. Is everybody okay? It says, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some having compassion, making a distinction. It's called discernment. But on others, save with fear. You know, sometimes you got to preach hell and brimstone. You know, but on others, you want to preach compassion. You know, but there's an area where, you know, you just don't go out and preach the love of God. Some people can't get it. Sometimes you got to preach hell and brimstone so they can turn to the love of God. But some people have not gotten out of there. That's all they're going around preaching. Oh, Jesus loves you. Everything will turn all right. Just accept Jesus and everything will be fine. No. Accepting Jesus, salvation is the beginning, not the end. It is the beginning. It's amazing how people think that salvation is the beginning and the end. No. It is the beginning of the process of regeneration, not the end of it. So that we can hit the third dimension and no devil in hell will outwit you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Glory to God. Let's finish this scripture. But others say with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Is everybody okay? How many of y'all want to increase your faith? Amen. Remember, it's faith in him, not in us. This faith is the unseen obedience to trust God for everything. To what? Trust God for everything. Faith comes by hearing and by hearing of the word of God. Faith comes by praying in tongues and praying in the spirit. Faith comes by worshiping your Father. Three areas that will increase your faith. And as things begin to happen and you begin to experience certain avenues where faith will begin to increase even more and more and more. Amen? Listen, we've got to reach this because of what is here and what is coming. Many are falling from the faith, taking heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. If you're not in position, get in position, because you've been deceived by a devil. Well, I don't believe in devils. Well, you better believe today, because you ain't walking in the faith. It's time. Time is running out. The Lord is shortening time. It's time to get right. Time to learn. Because if you don't learn, you'll burn. You either get burned, the devil use you to burn somebody else, or you can eternally burn, right? It's time. Today's the day. Grab it, do it, trust, follow, worship, get baptized in the Holy Ghost. If you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, go get baptized. Don't stop until you get baptized. The Bible says, earnestly desire the gifts of the Spirit and fall no short of any gift. Don't fall short of any gift. This is the Word of God. This is not me. This is the Word of God. Let's tighten up. Amen? Hallelujah, because God's going to need us. He's looking for those warriors. He's not looking for wimps. Warriors. Warriors. Everyone say, I'm a warrior for Christ. Lord, increase my faith that I won't be misled, that I'll kick butt on the devil, tear down his altars, and rescue your people and restore them to their original owner. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, hallelujah!